We are underway here, and we are live in the Sandpoint, Alaska, where we have a surrounding out the regular season matchup between the rookies of King Cove and the Lady Eagles of Sandpoint. I am joined in the booth today by Clavin Larson, and the winner of the tip-off goes to the rookies. And here they are getting things squared away. They're taking their time. The rookies have already clinched their way into the regional championship for the next week, and that will be at Manicotic. But this is a good opportunity here for these two rivals to square off one more time and really hone in their games. There's a good poke out there. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the rookies. So possession now in the hands of Sandpoint. Score remains locked up at 0-0. And, oh, and there's another lockup right there as Dontessa and Peyton Stroud lock horns trying to get their hands on the ball. And a jump ball called right away on that one. Possession going to the Eagles. And so with 7:19 on the clock, possession arrow will turn towards the rookies. And Keanu Utek's going to go ahead and sub in to replace Cameron Samuelson. Cameron still was on the bench for a number of weeks there on the road trip. So still nursing that. There's a good play set there by the Eagles, working their ball down to the bottom post. And as we get things going, Chloe puts up a shot and a foul against number 34, I believe, Dontessa drawing the first foul of the game, and that will be a throw-in for the rookies underneath Sandpoint's basket. So they will hand the ball off to Peyton Stroud, and she'll take it up, and they'll go the play into action. I was talking to Coach Barker before the game began, and he was telling me that even with things cinched for next week at the regionals, this is an opportunity that he sees for his team to really get on the same level. Oh, and there we go. Great shot from three-point territory by Peyton Stroud. Good amount of people here tonight, but there's still plenty of seats available, so if you're looking for a good time here, feel free to come on down. We have an outstanding facility here, so come here and support the Lady Eagles. Tomorrow will be senior night, so make sure you come out here to support the seniors. And there's a shot up, quick release by Dontessa, and it doesn't quite make its way to the basket. It goes a little bit over the rim, and King Cove gets that rebound, and they will take the opportunity to call a timeout. Sandpoint already adjusting these things. That was a 30-second timeout by Coach Mobeck. Now, there was a really quick transition there that was occurring off the rebound, a fast break by Chantel Newman. Now, she wasn't, or not Chantel, sorry, Chanel Newman. She just couldn't quite get a finger on it, though. It went just a little bit past her. And trying to figure out how to use the timeout feature on the board, we get a couple extra buzzes, but I think the point comes across. And there we go with another buzzer, and that I think will signal the true end of this timeout. So Sandpoint will be met by a full-court press by the rookies. They do a good job passing the ball, though, and getting past. There's Chloe. She's got Dontessa breaking into the paint. And on the left-hand side, she'll put up a nice little basket for two. Good job by the Eagles getting past that full-court pressure and doing it with a little bit of style and getting 2 points out of it. So here we go. Full court man, or not full court man-to-man, but half court man-to-man being played by the Eagles, as they said, on defense. And that's going to work out pretty well as they force yet another turnover as the ball goes out of bounds. I think both these teams are still just trying to get their heads into the game, getting balls in motion. And here comes Sandpoint moving fast. A pass down to Mariana gets lost up there, and with a official poke is going to call a jump ball on that one. As the ball was going down to Mariana Larson, it gets jumbled up into the air, and two players come down from opposing sides. So possession going to King Cove this time. The score is 3-2, and there's a good send down to Chantel. And she had a really tough position underneath the basket as she tried to put one up. She got a good feed by Peyton. There was a nice pass down to the bottom right post. But, man, weird positioning. She couldn't get out of it. The shot goes up and rebound to Sandpoint. So here's the Eagles with possession now. And taking a chance here, moving the ball, looking their plays to get set up. Now, Sandpoint not doing the movement in the plays that I know that they would like to do, and as they send the ball back outside to the perimeter, it will get intercepted by Chanel Newman. Good job defending there by Chanel. You're tuned in to KSDP, and this is live basketball here for the Aleutians Eastboro, the rookies and the Eagles squaring off one more time this season. Shot went up by the rookies, did not go down. Here's another attempt, and a good save. The shot came just shy of the rim, and Kiana Utick was there waiting for it. She saves the ball, shoves it into the hands of Chantel, and Chantel will finish it off. Here's another good break through that full court pressure, but Chloe Gardner, not taking a dribble, throws the ball, and it gets knocked out of the hands of Mariana Larson. And I believe we're going to have a substitution in here, and Mariana, who started out the game, is going to sit down, and we'll have Matt and Thompson come in. So another jump ball call there, I believe. And the possession this time going to Sandpoint, and the possession arrow tips over into the favor of the rookies now. Sandpoint setting up the play, taking their time, and here's a send-down. Good feed to Dantessa, break into the paint. That's exactly how you do it, sending it out to the right-hand elbow where Chloe Gardner was waiting for that pass back. And there it goes. 2 points now. The score is 4-5. The rookies still in the lead, and we are halfway through the first quarter. Here we go. The rookies taking a chance now, breaking in, and Chanel Newman drives the baseline, puts up a shot, and it goes on the right side of the backboard and out of bounds. Throw in for the Eagles underneath their own basket. That full court press not going anywhere, but Sandpoint still doing a good job getting past it. They're going to pass their way through it, but man, Chanel Newman right there waiting for it, and she knocks it out. Good steal by Chanel. And quick send down to Kaylee Calver. Her shot goes a little bit high off the board and into the hands of the Eagles. So with 3:40 on the clock and 5 for the rookies and 4 for the Eagles, Sandpoint will take possession, and they're going to look to take the lead here. Motion on the floor now for the Eagles. Looks like the rookies are returning the man-to-man on defense. And that always is interesting to see what plays you pull out versus on zone versus man-to-man. Oh, great slam there by Kaylee Calver. She follows Desiree Mobeck all the way and puts it up. And that is a opportunity now for, as the ball goes out of bounds, it'll be a throw-in underneath their basket for the Eagles. Quick send-in catches the rookies off guard. Desiree can't quite make a basket out of it, but the rebound and putback by Madison Thompson is good. And for the first time, Sandpoint takes the lead here. All right, so here we go. Moving underway now, the possession in the hands of the rookies. 3 on the clock in the first quarter, and a steal. Good poke out. Pass going down to Mary Lee Yachmaneff. Gets intercepted by Sandpoint. There's a real fast transition. And Alyssa Lovick will set from way downtown. That's going to be hard off the backboard. But, man, good rebound by Dantessa. Puts it up. No good. Chloe puts another one. And here's just another putback. Oh, and a foul there. I believe that's going to be a blocking called against Dantessa. Her second foul. Peyton Kuzakin finally got her paws on the ball and a rebound. She was moving out real fast. And her and Danny had a little collision. Both go to the floor, but both get up. These girls both like to play a real intense game of basketball. Always exciting to see when they're together. Oh, good defense there, and Chloe Gardner tips the ball out of bounds. With two fouls to her name, the only two fouls in the game, Danny's going to sit down for the Eagles, and Justina Pirani will come in for her. 2:30 on the clock now. Oh, there's another interception. This man-to-man defense is working out for Sandpoint well. Justina moves quickly. She's got Chloe set up. Oh, great fake out by Chloe Gardner. She gets the defense flying, but her shot's just a little off, and we're going to have a contact foul there called against Mary Lee Yachmaneff from King Cove as the rebound was in the hands of Desiree. She was reaching hard for it, draws a contact. And 2:14, another substitution. Kiana Utek subbing in for Peyton. And throw in underneath their own basket for Sandpoint. Desiree's wide open, and that's an easy shot right there. Kiana tries to make up for the missed assignment, but a little too late, and that shot goes up, and Sandpoint lengthens their lead to 8-5. Here's the rookies looking for a chance here to score. Emily Brandel in the game for the rookies. Mary Lee Yachmaneff, Chanel Newman, Kiana Utek, and I see Christine Eichley, coach, playing a lot of different players here. Coach Barker has pulled up a lot of people off the bench, trying to get that practice, trying to get that opportunity for everyone to get some game exposure. Oh, and it's a massive pig pile on the floor, and they're going to go ahead and blow the whistle on that one for a jump ball. There was 3 of the rookies on the floor. 2 Eagles were joining into the pile. It was about to get out of control there. So possession is going to go to the rookies. Yep. Chloe was setting up for the a little confusion on the floor there. Chloe was setting up for the throw-in, but possession goes to the rookies. Next time it will go towards the Eagles. And 90 seconds on the clock, 3 points between these two teams. Chanel Newman is looking for a chance to get a couple points on the board. Great look by Mary Lee Yatronef. She can't quite make it happen, though. And rebound going to the Eagles in a fast transition, but Justina will wait for the rest of her team to catch up. Great move by Desiree Mobeck. She just got right past her defender and opened up the basket. Good look on the bottom post. And that you just got to have three good moves for the bottom post. The drop step, the turn in, the turn out, and just get past that defense and put it off the glass. She did exactly what she needed to do. And that makes the lead now 10-5. And a moving violation there called against the rookies. Turnover for Sandpoint. The score is, again, 10-5 with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Sandpoint in the lead. And Justina moves the ball up now for the Lady Eagles. Nice day here in Sandpoint. I hear it's similarly nice in King Cove for the last couple days. But yesterday was just unparalleled. What a good send down to the bottom post where Madison Thompson takes up a shot. She didn't get it down the first time, but that putback is good for two. 12-5 now. Sandpoint enjoying a pretty comfortable lead now in this game. The boys will be coming up next, so if you're tuned in right now to KSDP, make sure you don't go anywhere after this game because we will have the boys from Sandpoint squaring off against the T-Jacks, and this is going to see if Sandpoint continues on for a chance to the regionals. This is already decided here. The rookies will go on, but Sandpoint has a chance to advance into the regionals, but they've got to win three games in a row to do it, and that is obviously going to be a tall order. Sandpoint has the ball, and they got two more baskets. A nice long-distance shot there. Puts up now the score is 14-5, and looks like the rookies is having a hard time getting things going on the offense. They've got a lot of players here that are good players. Oh, and there's a buzzer. Couldn't quite get the shot off in time. Kiana Utek ended up with the ball, and as they go to the bench here in the first quarter, Sandpoint has 14, the rookies with 5. I want to say a thank you to our sponsors right now, to Grant Aviation and Peninsula Airways. Also a thank you to Eider Air, Lake Clark Air, GCI. A thank you to Copper Whale Inn, the Schumann Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation for all their support of these broadcasts. These people have really made all the basketball games come to you, and man, have we had a lot of basketball games this year. It was awesome. We're wrapping up our coverage here of the regular season. Next week, we are lining up coverage as best we can for the regionals. From what I understand, New Haven, where the boys will play, will have coverage and an online stream. So from what I'm understanding and hearing over there, it's been hard to get good contact, but there should be some coverage there. We're still working on Manicotic, and we haven't quite pinned down anyone there. Keep tuned in to KSDP for more information as we get it on next week's regional coverage. And Lord willing, one of our teams makes it to state. We will have those games as well. So it's not over for basketball yet, but we are getting there. And, boy, what a good season we had. So back underway now in the second quarter. The score is 14-5 with the Eagles leading the way here. Rookies have their starting five back in. I see Sean Kell, Kaylee Calver, and Peyton. They were sitting down for the majority of the first quarter. And really, Coach Barker is just taking this chance here. He's got the regionals matchup coming ahead, and the girls' region, our region for girls, is just outstanding, as always. New Haven and Manicotic, both with strong, strong, strong teams. So the rookies really want a chance to practice up and get all their players on the same level. But, hey, even for the starting five, Sandpoint worked their offense. They did a great job moving the ball around, getting things rolling and looking for that opportunity, and they get two more points, and the score now is 16-5. And maybe there just isn't a sense of urgency. Long shot by Kaylee Calver. Oh, nothing but net and counted for three, making the score 8-16 now. Kaylee Calver sometimes can really light it up from the perimeter. It's fun to see it when she gets hot. 6:50 to go now, and Sandpoint returning on a fast transition. A shot went way high, but Desiree Mobeck was waiting for it on the other side, and put back is good, making the score now 18-8. Sandpoint up by 10. You're tuned in to KSTP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA 88.1 FM in the lovely town of King Cove. Kaylee Calver takes the ball, and she drives in, and that was a great opportunity there. put it up and in. Didn't quite go down, but I believe she's going to draw the shooting foul on the way to the bucket. Yep, Miss Calver will sit up for a chance for two. That foul on number 21, that might be an old marking. In fact, it is an old marking, but I believe it was Desiree guarding her on the bottom post. Substitutions for Sandpoint. Dontessa comes in, Brianna Mobeck comes in, Alyssa and Nicole Gunderson comes in. Chloe Gardner, Desiree, and Alyssa Ludwig will sit down. And I said Alyssa Ludwig was going in and Justina Parami coming in. Then the first shot was no good. The second shot was good by Kaylee, making the score now 9-18. Sandpoint still up by double, and they have possession. Good ball handling there by Justina. She sets up Dontessa for a shot from the elbow at the free throw line. It doesn't go down, but Brianne Mobeck gets the rebound and fights really hard to keep possession. Good defense here by the rookies. Looks like they're stepping into a 2-1-2 zone now. That was a change from man-to-man. Here's Nicole Gunderson setting up Justina for a long shot from downtown. It had a good distance, but the line was just a shade to the left, and that's not going to quite make it to the rim. Out of bounds on the baseline position now for the King Cove rookies, and it looks like we're going to have a cool show tonight in favor by the cheerleaders here in Sandpoint, so make sure you come down here. There's still plenty of seats available, and it's always a treat when we get to see the rookie or the cheerleaders putting on a good show for us. Great movement of the ball, makes a wide-open three-point shot. Good for the rookies. The score now 12-18, and because of these three-pointers, King Cove is still in this game. They're closing the gap even. 8-0, and a steal there by Peyton Kuzak, and it was going to Bree, and she couldn't quite hold on to it. She keeps a tight body on her, though, and that makes a missed layup. The rebound just being tossed up and down. Ooh, and Dontessa falls to her knees hard trying to get the ball. Can't quite hold on to it, and the rookies get possession. Chanel Newman fires off a quick one from the perimeter. That one hits the rim and goes over, but the rookies will control possession. And, man, that was a fast-paced action right there. Luckily, no one got hurt. Dontessa took a real hard spill to the ground. And almost interrupted there by Dontessa, but Peyton Kuzakin keeps control. And with 4:44 on the clock, rookies with possession. The score is 18-12 here in Sandpoint. Sean Kell drives in fast. And when she gets going, she gets going. Good defense. Oh, and and one right there. As Sean Kell didn't get her first one, but the second one was good as gold. And she gets the foul. So that makes it 18-14 with a chance for one more. And these three-point plays are really making the rookies gain quickly on Sandpoint. They were ahead by 10, and now they only lead by 4. The chance to make it 3 right here. Sean Kell misses a shot. Oh, Kaylee and Desiree fight for the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Desiree. So King Cove will have possession of the ball underneath their own basket. We'll see how quickly they close the gap here. Here comes the rookies. Oh, and another shot and another foul by Sean Kell will send her to the line for two, and we'll get the feed here from the ref. Contact foul on number 10, and I believe that is Justina Parami going for the block and gets the foul. Now that attempt is good by Shankel. A little redemption from the last one, making it 15-18 now. Sandpoint still in the lead, but only by 3. We've got plenty of time left here on the clock in the second quarter. And that second one's good. Sandpoint only leads by 2 now, and man, a bad setup there on offense. Almost causes a turnover on that full court pressure, but Dontessa gets her hands on the ball, and the Eagles will settle back into their offense now. Just take their time, set their plays. When they take their time and work the ball, good things happen. Desiree is set up for a shot from just inside the perimeter. No good, but Brianna gets a rebound. Desiree again tries for a chance, but man, clean deflection there on that shot. She put it up from the mid side of the post. And there's a jump ball. It was a clean deflection that went straight down, and both teams got their hands on it, and the possession goes into the favor of the rookies now. Emily Brandle will check in for King Cove, as well as Mary Lee Yachmaneff. Kaylee Calver stays on, as well as Sean Kell, and Christine Eichley comes back in for the rookies as well. Here's a ball being sent down to the bottom post and gets sent right back out on the baseline. Last touch by the Eagles. So a throw-in underneath their own basket for King Cove. And it's good to see these girls. This is my first time broadcasting both these teams since we were on the road. And, man, both these teams had a great road trip, a real fun time. And, man, good effort by everyone on that road trip. It was a lot of fun. Got to know everyone a little bit better, and it was just a good overall experience with everybody. And there's another foul. That's the third foul on Dontessa. So Emily Brandle goes to the line for two. Sinks the first one, bringing this game to a one-point lead for Sandpoint. They were down by 10. Now it's only one, and Emily had a chance to tie this game up. King Cove wearing their away black and gold. It's a very sharp-looking jersey. Sandpoint in their home white. And Emily Randall sinks it. Fast transition, almost catches the defense off guard. Good move by Sandpoint there, but King Cove gets with it and puts on the pressure, forcing a bad shot from downtown. But here's a rebound by Sandpoint, and a good job moving the ball, but a pass back up by Nicole Gunderson gets snatched away by the rookies. Oh, and another steal right there by Sandpoint. So possession turns the other way. Good job on the defense of both these teams, keeping each other on their toes. The score is tied right now, 18-18, with 3:09 on the clock. Sandpoint has possession. They're looking to keep the lead. They were up by 10 not that long ago. Justine Parami sends it down to Nicole. Nicole needs to take that shot, but as a freshman, it's hard to take the shot. She has a good look or a good chance in the ball. And Nicole sends the ball back outside. It gets intercepted, and King Cove now has an opportunity to get a couple points on the board. Here we go, underway. Sending the ball down to Chantel Mack on the post. Oh, and she gets a little ahead of herself and puts it up hard underneath the rim. And it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch, I believe, by Sandpoint, so the rookies will throw it in. And I see Madison Thompson checking in. And she will check in for Nicole Gunderson. Rookies with the ball. They've got 2:30 on the clock. It's a tied game. And someone's looking to go in with the lead here at the halftime. Don't forget, these girls will square off again tomorrow at 6, and that will be senior night here in Sandpoint. I'm assuming they'll have a similar thing going on in King Cove for the seniors. And a timeout's being called, 30 seconds by Paul Barker. And he was trying to get that one called by a little bit. There was a lot of shouting to get the attention of the referees. They finally get it. 2:14 on the clock now, the score 18-18, and both these teams playing, playing like they want to get their teams up to speed on all levels. You know, like we've been saying before, it is decided that the rookies will be going to regionals next week in Manicotic. Coach Paul Barker has a plan of getting his girls all tied up on terms of skill. You know, you have different players in different places in terms of ability, of experience, and you really want to get everyone kind of gelling together, working together, and that just takes time on the floor. The only way to get that figured out is by getting people in the game. So it's good that they have Christine here. It's good that they have, Emily on the floor trying to lead the way. She's definitely a talent for King Cove that Coach Barker wants to develop, especially losing people like Peyton, and I think Mary Lee's got one more year. And Kaylee Calver also, I believe, graduating. So it's going to be interesting to see here how the rookies will square off with Sandpoint, who has improved so much over the last 2 years. Oh, there's a ball on the ground and another jump ball called. Possession goes in favor of Sandpoint this time. With 1:48 on the clock, good defensive move there by Sandpoint, putting the pressure on the rookies and getting the ball down on the ground, and then the fray and the fight for it. About the fifth jump ball we've had so far this game. And don't forget, in about 45 minutes or so, we're going to have the boys on. Actually, 1 hour we'll have the boys on at 7:30. Desiree puts up a shot. Good pass around on a triangle. Madison gets a rebound, and she puts up another shot. There was a clean deflection on that one, send it off point. And Sandpoint will continue to have control of the ball. They'll pass it all the way around, and Alyssa Lovick takes a shot just inside the three-point line. And yet another jump ball on that rebound. Shot did not go in. It went off the back iron pretty hard and bounced back really fast. And if you remember from the last jump ball, a good defense there. Ball gets tipped away and yet another jump ball. And Madison and Chantel both fight for that one. They both go down to the ground hard. Just Chantel was trying to rip it out of Madison's hand, sends both of them to the ground. But the tip-up was by Chloe Gardner on the pass-in. Good job. And so trading possession now, Sam Point has it, and they've got 1:06 on the clock, and they'll try to get one more shot off. Sending it down to Madison. She works her way in on the post. And Madison, with the advantage over Kaylee in terms of muscle, is able to get her way down there on the bottom post and puts it in. Sandpoint holds on to the lead and pushing there. Full court press by Sandpoint was put on, and that a little too much pressure. And that's six fouls for Sandpoint. Only one foul for King Cove. And that's 1-1 now. Sorry, seven fouls, what I meant to say. So 1-1 for Sandpoint. King Cove goes to the line. Emily Brandel with the contact foul. All right. Oh, and the rebound goes to Desiree Mobeck. Shot was missed. Fast transition by Sandpoint. Oh, the ball gets thrown away. Christine Eichley is right in front of it. 41 seconds on the clock now. King Cove trying to get the ball past half court, but the defense from Sandpoint wasn't making it easy. See Emily Brandel jumping up and down, doing jumping jacks in the sideline, calling for the ball. She'll get it, and the shot off. It goes a little short, hits the rim. Rebound goes to Desiree. Good defensive pressure by Mary Lee. She's coming in behind Justina, but Justina saw her coming, protects the ball, and keeps it in the hands of Sandpoint. 14 seconds on the clock. And we'll see if the Eagles are able to get a shot off. Alyssa Ludwig has it. She is oftentimes a shooter. Now Chloe, someone's got to take a shot. 5 seconds. Justina has it. Oh, goes in and out. Put back by Madison. That one's not good, and Kaylee Calver gets that rebound. And there's the buzzer ending us at the half. The score going into the third quarter will be 20-18. Sandpoint hangs on to their lead, but just barely. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back here in just 10 minutes. We are in for the third quarter of this matchup here. 20-18 as we go in, and Sandpoint's going to have possession. Oh, and over and back, a botched throw-in. Dantessa couldn't quite keep her hands on it. It goes over to the other side, and there's a real fast turnover for King Cove. And Des just has her hands up like, I don't know what happened. It was an accident. It caught her by surprise, I guess. So here's the rookies with the ball. They did a good job clawing back from a 10-point deficit. They're within two now, and they were tied towards the end. The Sandpoint was able to get the lead. Long shot by Peyton Kuzakin does not go down. On the floor for the Eagles, we've got Alyssa Ludwig, Dantessa, Desiree, Mariana, and Chloe. This is a starting five. Also the starting five for the rookies. We've got Chanel Newman, Kaylee Calver, Kiana Utek, Shan Kelmack, Peyton Stroud, and Chanel Newman. All right, so there we go. Shot went up by Sandpoint, did not go down. And the rebound went to the rookies. So they'll move and transition real fast. But a shot goes off from way downtown. It does not go in. Looks like Sandpoint or King Cove is trying to take the lead here, taking shots from outside the perimeter. So full court press by the rookies, but good job by Sandpoint passing through it. And across the court pass almost gets picked off by Peyton, but Sandpoint keeps control. Good passing all the way around. And this is just something that you see as you watch as many basketball games as we get to watch up here. The teams that do the best are the teams that run the plays. They don't necessarily have the best talent, but they're the ones that run the play. They get movement going. They open up opportunities, and they see the opportunities. And when you have three chances to do something, one's going to open over time. So when you're just standing there, nothing's going to happen. That speed and that quickness, and it's good to see both these teams have grown in that. Sandpoint was not able to get a conversion there, so the ball goes into the hands of the rookies, and they'll send it down. And not a lot of movement on that play. They were in the bottom post, and Chankel had some tight defense around her. And I believe that might be a foul. No foul call. Jump ball, I believe, instead. So a throw-in on the baseline for the rookies. Gets fumbled and goes to the ground. Chloe trying to get her hands on it. Not quite able to do it. So the rookies keep possession. But, oh, there's a pass that gets intercepted. And into the hands of Alyssa Lovick. Alyssa picks it down to Desiree, who's way past the defense. And she puts it up and in. Good position there by Desiree. And here's a full court press by Sandpoint, but Peyton trying to dribble past it. She's able to do it, but just barely. She almost had a good trap closed on her there. Ball goes into the hands of Chanel Newman, and she'll take a shot from outside the three-point line. No good. Rebound fought for into the hands of Sandpoint. Oh, Chloe's breaking fast. She gets the feed, puts it back to Dantessa. Oh, man, good transition by Kiana, and she was able to get in front of Dantessa and put enough pressure so the ball does not go in. Sandpoint gets a couple tries here, though, but neither of them go in. And this time, Shinkel's going to get the ball and a travel. The ball just got tripped up there, and as she was trying to move quickly, she couldn't regain a good handle on it. 5:36 on the clock. Fast moving game here in the third quarter, 22-18. Sandpoint, nothing able to do with that off the turnover from the traveling call. And the rookies get the rebound. You're tuned in here, KSDP. We've got Aleutians East basketball, the rookies versus Sandpoint. And up next after this, Sandpoint will play against King Cove, live in King Cove. We will have Amy Mack broadcasting for us, as always, and she does an excellent job down there. King Cove, no chance there to put it up. They took a couple shots, but they were just all pretty far off the mark. Sandpoint got rebound, and 5 minutes on the clock now, 4:56. Tight defense played by Kaylee Calver against Alyssa Ludwig. She needs help. That it looks like the rookies are still in their 2-1-2 zone. No, I'm seeing a bit of a 3-2 zone now, actually. Foul there, contact as Dontessa was taking a shot. She had the ball and just moved into the D and put up a shot. Good job drawing that foul. She'll go to the line for two. 4:44 on the clock now in the third. That will be the second violation against Peyton. Danny misses her first shot. It goes off the back of the iron. And now the girls settle in to get ready to box out. I see Peyton laughing as she comes away from the bench. All right, second shot's up. That also is off the back of the rim. And Kiana brings it down. It's been great seeing Kiana play. Man, good, tight, man-to-man, full court by Dontessa. She's a great athlete, able to stay on top of people, good stamina, and she keeps the pressure going. Here comes the rookies. They're moving the ball. Not a whole lot of movement in terms of their offense. They're just taking the ball and keeping it outside the perimeter, moving it around that way. But in the bottom post area, now I see Shankel looking like she's moving out a little bit, and there's a little bit of movement, but you know, it's hard to train. It's hard to get to this point where you can move really quick on the plays and just keep the options going, and that really makes it hard for the defense. Good job, defense there. Chloe Gardner tips the ball out of bounds. Last touch by her. We've got a line change here. Full sail changeup. Madison Thompson, Nicole Gunderson, Justina Parami, Desiree Brianne Mobeck, and Peyton Stroud in for the Eagles. And here's a throw-in. Rookies put up a shot from long distance. Doesn't go down off the back of the rim. And rebound goes into the hands of Madison Thompson. Justina will transition real fast. She had no one to send it off to, so she'll pull back. And the Eagles will set up their offense. Oh, a high pass by Brianne goes out of bounds. And here's a handful of substitutions for the rookies. I see Christine Eichley, Emily Brandel, and Mary Lee come in. Chanel, Kaylee, and Shankel will all sit down for the rookies. 3:45 on the clock now, and King Cove has possession. Peyton's still in the game now, leading the way, trying to rub off some of that skill over into Emily Brandel, who will probably take the torch up. No, I know Chanel's going to come back. She'll be the point guard next year, most likely. Shot up by the rookies doesn't go down, and Justina's moving fast off the rebound. She runs into Peyton, and Peyton fights real hard for that one. She just rips the ball out, but not before a jump ball is called. 3:22 on the clock here, third quarter. You're listening to the Rookies and the Lady Eagles live in Sandpoint. The score is 22-18. And here's Sandpoint with a throw-in on the baseline underneath their own basket. They're able to get the ball in, and they'll settle in. And as I look down and see the defense, looks like Coach Barker has put it in again to that man-to-man. And it seems like with different lineups, he has different defense. But maybe it's just the positioning. The defense, the offense is really spread out, so it almost looks like a zone setup. But really, I think they're playing man-to-man. Good job by the Eagles moving the ball around. Oh, Justina looking for an opportunity, but Nicole Gunderson, who has possession, two defenders all around her, is able to pitch it out. And a long shot from three-point territory by the Eagles, no good. 2:43 on the clock. And here comes the rookies. Shot goes up and no good. Didn't quite make it to the rim. Rebound goes into the hands of the Eagles. And here comes Sandpoint moving quick. They've had a good fast transition, both these teams. Justina puts up a shot from three-point territory, and again, that one does not go down. And I know I said this, and I'm going to not say it again, but it's really a good thing when you set up your offense and let the plays run. All right, here we go now. Rookies with possession, 2:15 on the clock. Oh, a high pass by Peyton Stroud, intended for Emily Brandle. She just can't quite get a handle on it. Goes over the top of her fingers, and that is a throw-in now for Sandpoint. And it looks like Paul Barker is letting his girls slow up on that full-court press here. All right, Sandpoint has the ball. Peyton looking for the steal from Justina, keeping a real low guard. But they move it down to the bottom post, and Brianna has a real good look at the basket on the bottom right-hand side. No good, but the putback, I believe, by Madison Thompson, that will count for two. And 24-18, Sandpoint is extending their lead again, and it's really been hard for the rookies, to get their offense engaged. Oh! And poor Christine Eichley, just such a tiny figure. She was putting up a shot, and she gets plowed into by Breanne Mobeck and goes down to the floor hard after the shot. No, there's a foul called, obviously, and she's going to go to the line for two. Breanne just had a little bit too much momentum going. She couldn't stop in time and just plowed right into her. No harm. It wasn't a hard fall, but it was definitely quite a collision. I like Christine's her setup there. She kind of takes the ball, and she does a spin into her hand with a back step and then gets up and puts it up. She's got a cool little routine. I see the starting five checking back in now for the Eagles. Christine's second one won't quite make the rim, and here's the subs. Christine's going to sit down, make sure she's okay. Chanel's going to come in, and here comes a full new lineup for the Eagles. Sandpoint has possession, and a foul call there on Chanel Newman, contact against Chloe Gardner. And that's a throw-in now for the Eagles. And they get the ball quickly in the hands of Mariana Larson. And she was wide open for a shot from about 10 feet out. And that's good for two. 1:18, 17:16 on the clock. And time's ticking. The rookies have the ball, and they're down by eight. We'll see what happens here. Both these teams fighting hard. Christine, or Mary Lee, was wide open for that shot. And she fired off real quick. There was no question in her mind what she was doing. It goes in and out of the rim, though. Ah, good effort there. Oh, nice pass down to the bottom post. Chloe was right open and waiting for it, but she couldn't quite keep a handle, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by her on the baseline. And here's the rookies with under a minute to go. Chanel drives into the baseline, but, man, tight defense there keeps her out, and she pushes back and hands it off to Peyton. Now Peyton will move back towards the half-court line and set up let the offense set up. Here's the motion for the rookies, looking for an opportunity. Nothing seen, so Chanel will go ahead and just take a shot. No good. Mariana gets the rebound, and Chloe Gardner will take a shot. She gets a handoff from Dantessa. No good. It was a good line, but Desiree with a put-up from the bottom right-hand post, and that one is good. So now, again, a 10-point lead. Oh, and a steal, but King Cove holds on to it. They got the ball back. It was almost a steal. Oh, and there they go. They beat the defense on that one. Everyone kind of swarmed when they saw that steal. 6 seconds on the clock. The girls got to move quick. Oh, good. You know, Dantes is a strong person. She can really throw that ball far. She had about 6 seconds on the clock, and she threw it hard. And with 1.4 seconds on the clock, it goes out of bounds on the baseline. Rookie possession. So we'll see if they can get a shot off. No, Madison's going to get it, and she fires it up. No good. And there we go, ending the third quarter. We definitely had some movement of the board, 28-20. Sandpoint extends their lead by 8 now. Again, thank you to our sponsors who made this broadcast possible today. A thank you to Lake Clark Air, the FV Red Hunter. Also a thank you to GCI and Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage. Thank you also to Grant Aviation, Peninsula Airways, the Schumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. All these people really made these broadcasts possible, and we're so thankful for their sponsorship. And we are about to enter into the fourth and final quarter of this competition tonight. We will have one more tomorrow and another on Saturday. So make sure you tune in and don't go anywhere after this broadcast. The boys are going to square off over in King Cove. And if Sandpoint can win this game tonight, they will keep their hopes alive for regionals. They've got to win all three this weekend, so one loss sends it over to the T-Jacks for the regionals. The rookies have possession. of the ball here as we go into the fourth quarter. And Peyton trying to break in, splits past the defense, but they are able to trap in. And you know, we're just seeing a lot of shots being taken today that maybe are just a little too hurried. And there we go with Chanel with one more of those. And the rebound almost, it went to the hands of Sandpoint, but the rookies get a steal. And they try to pass it around, set it up, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the rookies. Okay, on the baseline there, so Sandpoint's going to throw it in, but they'll have a full court press to get past. And here comes Sandpoint passing past that full court pressure. Good job by the Eagles getting the ball on the other side of the court. On the floor, we have the starting players. Oh, Kaylee just rips that pass down. Good interception. Dontessa stays with her all the way, but man, that kind of defense wasn't able to stop Kaylee. She puts it in for two, 28-22. Sandpoint already clawed their way, or King Kovac, they already clawed their way back from a 10-point deficit once. They can certainly do it again. We've seen them play some outstanding basketball this season. So here's Sandpoint Eagles with the ball, and 7 minutes on the clock now, taking their time, sending it to play. Dontessa takes a shot from the free throw line, banks it off the glass, and that's good for two. 30 now to 22. The rookies still trail by eight. Here's King Cove moving the ball down. Good pass to Kiana, and she had a really good opportunity, but the ball was just passed to her down at her feet, and from the time it took for her to recover and put it up, the defense had already swarmed on her, and she was underneath the basket, but she draws the foul and goes to the line for two. So good job there by Kiana getting the shot off and being able to draw the foul there. She gets it, and Kiana has just such an awesome free throw shot. She won the free throw competition in Sioux Valley, and her arc, it just like floats from her hands. Oh, gosh. Nothing but the bottom of the net, both of those shots. I mean, her free throw is one of the prettiest free throws I've ever seen. Okay, here's the ball now for Sandpoint. They're moving quick. Good movement of the ball. Gets past a really tight full court pressure. No foul call there. Oh, good deflection there by Kaylee Calver as Danny was trying to put up on the bottom post. And we got a little bit more life here in this game. These girls are fighting hard. Both those shots were no good by Sandpoint, and King Cove gets that rebound. Oh, a bad pass. Hits the bottom shin of Peyton Kuzakin, but she keeps control of the ball, sends it down to the post, and Chantel making some of the first points we've seen of the game for, oh, that's going to be the third foul, I believe, by Peyton Kuzakin. Yeah, looks like they're calling on Peyton. Contact foul there on the full court press. But the score is 30-26 now, and King Cove is starting to get their groove back. You're tuned in to KSTP. Oh, my goodness, and almost another missed pass there. Chloe was sending it to where Dontessa was, not where she was going. And here's Sandpoint moving the ball down to the baseline. Shot goes out from about 12 feet away by Desiree Mobeck. No good. King Cove now with possession. And they will move the ball up. Looks like Peyton was going to try to see how the defense was. She moves into the paint. And, oh, but as she pulls out and passes it back into the paint, Chloe Gardner gets her hands on it. And a good job trying to beat the defense. Desiree Mobeck and Peyton were both ahead of the defense. But by the time the pass went through, everyone from the King Cove had caught up. So a little bit of a scramble down there on the bottom of the post. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the rookies. So Sandpoint's going to throw it in now. It goes into Madison, and she takes a jumper from the free throw line, and it's good, as you can tell by that roar. 32-26, 6 points in the lead now. King Cove beats the defense. Oh, but there, good transition by Desiree and Chloe putting a trap on Chanel. She had gotten past the bulk of the defense, but those two were able to put enough pressure for her not to be able to take the shot. King Cove gets possession and two attempts at the shot again. He doesn't go down. Chloe, No traveling call on that one, but there was a few steps there. She was able to swerve past Peyton, and those shots did not go down. King Cove now with possession. Oh, but man, the ball gets moved out of the hands of Chanel Newman into the hands of Chantel, and she'll send it back out. Now King Cove's going to set up a shot from 3-point territory. It just seems like everyone's taking shots and trying for the rebound here in the putbacks. That's what we see there. Sandpoint with the ball now. Desiree trying to get a crossover pass to the other side of the post. And that sets up Madison for a wide-open shot on the free-throw line again. That one goes off the back of the rim. But rebound ends up into the hands of several people and finally into the hands. On the floor again. Stolen one more time. And this time thrown away. Desiree tossed the ball, and Madison didn't even see it. She was looking the complete other direction where she was going. And it goes out of bounds on the sidelines. So with 4 minutes on the clock now, 32-26, King Cove will settle themselves down with the ball. And both these teams need to really run their offense. Let's see what King Cove does here. Getting their play moving, looking for a chance. All right, here we go with the ball now. Peyton doing some good fancy ball dribbling. She sends the ball back outside, though. I've not seen a chance to get in. Oh, and Chantel is going to get fouled by Madison as she works the bottom post and puts it up. Shankel sent to the line for two. All right, there we go. 3:40 on the clock now. 32-26. Sandpoint still leads by six. Shot is up. Oh, it dribbles all the way around the rim and goes in. Good for two. It looks like Dantes is going to sit down. And Justina will come in her stead. Second attempt by Shankel, nothing but the net. And that makes it 28-34 now. With 3:30 on the clock, Sandpoint trying to hold on to their lead. They're transitioning real fast, but the defense just getting back just in time to put down any fast breaks. Chloe and Dontessa did a great job when they were in a nil trick, really working the fast break. And we have not seen that replicated since those games in the nil trick, and that'd be something that I think would be great. Oh! Justina was cutting in towards the basket. Madison didn't see it happening, and she passed it to where Justina was, and it goes out of bounds. Possession now in the hands of the rookies, and there's a shot fired off by King Cove. No good, off the back of the rim. Rebound going to the Eagles, and here's Chloe moving real fast on the sideline, but she's got Chanel tracking with her. So here comes Sandpoint, slowing the pace down. They've got three on the clock. Hoping to burn down some time and get things moving. Justina's going to take a shot, though, from three-point territory. Does not go in. Peyton gets a rebound, and she's able to get past her defender and moving quickly, but three Eagles get back in time to stop her from being able to get a good look at the basket. So here's King Cove trying to work their play. Peyton taking a shot from just past the three-point, the free throw line, and that's good for two. So, and King Cove within two, and a steal now, and a timeout being called. Oh, man, Coach Paul was calling for that timeout, and no one saw it. And when they got that steal, so now Sandpoint was able to steal it back, and that's got to be frustrating. Sandpoint with the ball, putting a shot up. Oh, two opportunities are no good. And now Paul Barker still trying to call the timeout. He is just, and Paul Barker is just screaming for a timeout. And, oh, man, that took forever, and he finally gets it. And you can just see the frustration on his face as he was shouting for forever to get that timeout called. And they're getting the 30-second timeout there called, and a little discussion amongst the refs. Okay, there we go. 1:48 on the clock, and Sandpoint, or King Cove, I should say, is down by two, 32-30. And we have a timeout with King Cove in possession. And it's been a real tight game so far. Sandpoint's been in the lead for, I'd say, about 98% of the way. King Cove always nipping at their heels, though. They've come back from 10 points down two times now. And we'll see. We got a chance here for Sandpoint to get a win, but man, with only 2 points and 1:48 on the clock, there's plenty of time for King Cove to come back here. Don't forget, after this game, 30 minutes from now, we will have the boys and King Cove and Sandpoint boys squaring off. Oh, and there's a shot from three-point territory. That would have taken the win, but it did not, or they've taken the lead, I should say, but it did not go down. And Sandpoint gets a putback. Oh, or the rebound, and takes it down the line real fast. Nicole had a real good look on the bottom right-hand side of the bottom post. It doesn't go in. And King Cove will have another chance here at the ball. Oh, Chloe with the steal. She gets to Justina. She's breaking fast. She crosses over and gets past Peyton. Puts it off. Nice little floater from about 5 feet out. Off the glass. Good for two. 34-30. Sandpoint taking their lead to two possessions now. And, man, what a great crossover by Justina Ferrami. Here's King Cove. They've got 1 minute, still plenty of time, looking for a chance here. Starting five on the floor for King Cove, and not the starting five for Sandpoint, but it's not far off. Nicole, oh, and a ball gets thrown out there out of bounds. Good tip out by Alyssa Ludvig, I believe. I can see the look of determination on her face. She wants this win bad. You can just see it on her eyes. All right, here we go. Rookies with possession. 48 seconds left in the game. Good defense, man-to-man being played by the Eagles here. But the Rookies are not going to give up. They've won too many games to give up this at this point. Oh, good job breaking past the defense. Kiana Utek, and here's that full-court press. They're going to put it on real tight. And a full timeout called by Coach Mobeck. And with 30 seconds on the clock and 34-32, this is a two-point game. Sandpoint would just love a win here. You can see I'm looking now at Dontessa, and she just bounced up and down a little bit. You can see the excitement in her eyes and Alyssa's eyes, and you can see the intensity in King Cove. They're not going to give up here on this game. They want the win. We'll see who holds on here. King Cove has only 2 points to hang on to, but it could be enough. See Coach Mobeck. Both these coaches are very animated here as they're talking to their teams. Now, to look at Coach Mobeck, I get the feeling that he's telling his girls to make sure that they stay calm. You know, when you're this close to a win, you just can get a little too antsy. You have to stay calm, let yourself win, hold on to the ball, burn down the time. There's no reason to give the ball back to King Cove if you don't have to. King Cove going to do everything they can to steal it, though, and we'll see what they got here. Great game here, 34-32. It's been real tight the whole way. Here's a throw-in, full-court press. They're able to get it past and into the hands of Dontessa. Cross the court, pass to Desiree. She drives in, and no foul on the shot there. Oh man, and Coach Mobeck is not happy about that one. And we better watch out before we get the technical. All right, there's a throw-in now for the rookies. They've got 21 seconds and a chance to tie the game here. Oh, the ball gets intercepted, though, by Madison. And here's Dontessa. They're doing the same thing. This time they'll call it. Okay, there was a foul against Desiree. She had the ball in the bottom post, and a little redemption this time. She gets the foul, and she was not shooting yet. So 13 seconds to throw in underneath their own basket for the Eagles. Here they go. Ball in. Moving all around, just trying to burn down the clock. They do not need to take a shot. They have the lead. 7 seconds. They're doing a good job hanging on. 4 seconds. They send it down to the post. And a foul there with 1.8. Desiree Mobeck will go to the line. She got fouled there by two separate players as she was getting a shot from the bottom post. Good job by the Eagles keeping their cool, hanging on, and getting the win. I'm looking at the crowd, and they're all excited now. I see Miss Suter over here is bouncing up and down with the students. She's excited for the win. Everyone taking pictures, and there was just so much screaming. Everyone's on the edge of their seats right now. Oh, Desiree misses it. She can extend the lead here to three, and that'll mean there's no chance for a three-point. There's a chance for a three-point, but a two-point will not do it. But with 1.8 seconds left, you almost want to miss it intentionally because they won't have time to set up a shot. Desiree takes her time. It goes off the back of the rim and into play. And last touch by the Eagles. Full timeout being called by Coach Barker. He's got enough time here. Yeah, he's got enough time to set the play up here with 1.4 seconds left in the game. 34-32, real tight matchup here. And, you know, you don't have enough time really to move the ball up into two-point territory, so it's going to have to be a pretty long three-point shot. The Eagles will come in with some full-court pressure. There's no question about that. This game is all for the honor and the glory because the rookies already sealed the regional berth. But, man, you can just see it on the Eagles' eyes and their face. Man, they are just really wanting this win. Okay, you got the looks like the starting five in the game right now. Yep, everyone going into that center. Yep, starting five, Madison, Alyssa, Desiree, Chloe, and Dontessa, Chankel, Kaylee Calver, Chanel Newman, Emily Brandolin, Kiana Utek as well. And looking for Peyton Stroud. Don't see Peyton, so this is a good chance here for some pressure for these young players. All right, bounce in goes to Chloe. There's a buzzer, and the Eagles win it. And I believe this is the first win against King Cove in a really long time. Good job by Sandpoint. They held on. I cannot remember the last time Sandpoint beat King Cove. This is great for the girls. They came so far in the last 3 years to get this win. And King Cove coming out and congratulating Sandpoint. They're just as happy for them, it looks like, as they are for themselves. So good rivalries always end with smiles, and this is no exception here. This final score, 34-32. Sandpoint, Lady Eagles with their first win against King Cove, and I don't know how long. So good job by the ladies here. And don't forget, coming up at 7:30, Amy Mack will be announcing the boys' matchup, and this is to see who goes to regionals this weekend. So if King Cove wins tonight, they will seal it. But if Sandpoint wins, the fight goes on